Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your stone. Life can be so sweet,
sweet
on the sunny,
sunny
side of the street. I used to walk.
Hope you don't mind. I pulled out the recording of Funny Talking Man singing along. I don't know. It's Thanksgiving, and I hope to be thankful he's alive. I hope.
You jazz turkey.
Lost.
I get it. Turkey. Thanksgiving. See at this.
I'll be with the witches walk around. I'll dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
That's all I'll play. I can't think anymore.
No,
sad.
I can't either. It brings tears to my eyes.
I can't take it anymore. Sad.
Ah, here we are. The day before the big day.
What day is that?
Thanksgiving, Dan. I don't know why it bothers me when people call it Turkey Day. I don't like that.
I've never said Turkey Day.
Me either.
I never did either.
I've never said it, and I'm not going to start now. Saying turkey. It's Thanksgiving.
It's like people that walk up and say, FYI.
Oh. or they say, ASAP.
Yes.
You know, hey, let's get that done ASAP. Why are we the only people who aren't stupid?
I know.
I'll never understand it.
It's tiring after a while.
Welcome to the November 21st edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And we traditionally start with the Burke segment, which is nothing more than, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Yeah, look.
Here is the man famous for constantly showing off his trouser mouse, Dan Strauss, who's in the house. Dan, what do you have?
Thank you so much, Frank. I will be using Schaefer Auto Body sometime next week.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I was, is it ran into or run into?
I was run into.
Run into this morning in a parking lot, and this girl was leaving, getting ready to go to work, and she was late, and I was driving and pulling out of this parking lot, and she got in her car and started coming. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw this car coming at me. It was almost like slow motion. I'm like, no. Right into the driver's side door.
That sound effect you just made of the crash,
it
sounded
cool.
Just like a crash. Do that again.
Let me try it again. Ready? Yeah. No.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good impression.
Like Michael Winslow, right?
Was it her fault?
Yes.
Was she good looking?
She was okay.
That's no, I guess.
Well, it's important. No, it's important.
You would have said, she's hot.
No, she was okay.
How you treat people in an accident can sometimes be altered by whether or not there's a lot of cleavage in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told you, I at a stop sign, a stop light actually, over on that Westport exit before you turn right, I just wasn't paying attention, and the light turned green, and I thought she was moving. She didn't move, and I, boom, hit her, and she got out of the car. Va, 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 voom.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm about to be kind of mad at myself, but I was almost glad I hit her, because that's how attractive she was. Otherwise, I'd have never met her. And that happened about a year ago, year and a half ago, and we're still having an affair.
All right.
Yeah, it worked out really well for me.
Good.
Yeah.
Things are
still going well. So did you call the police?
No, we did not.
She asked to call the police.
She asked about calling the police, and I said, if you want to call the police, we'll call the police. But
you said, if you want to call the police, go ahead, but if you do, I'll kill your whole family.
Yeah.
No, but generally, because I've been...
General Lee, what's he got to do with
it? I don't know what he has to do with it. I've been rear-ended a couple times.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that.
You mean
with a car?
Yeah, a car. And the police showed up, and they said, we don't write a report unless there's an injury or anything like that. And
always better to add a sausage in the rear.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't sound edited.
No.
Always better to have George
I don't think
Clark.
That's true, that they don't write up a report unless there's an injury. I don't think that's always true.
I didn't think so either, but two different cops told me, you know, just exchange the information. And
if it's a minor, which this obviously was minor,
yeah,
it wasn't major.
Yeah.
And again, what happened? Did she run a light or?
No. She was pulling out of a parking, backing out of a parking space.
Okay, so it was her fault.
Yeah, she was backing out. I was driving, getting ready to leave the parking lot, and
so the cops weren't there, and you just took her word for it that she said she was who she said she was, and
she wrote down she showed me where she lived.
Well, how do you know that's where she lived?
Well, I don't.
Could have all been fake information.
It could have been.
Let me tell you something. That happened to me one time. Guy hit me, and all the information he gave me, except his name, was fake. Fake insurance that he didn't have, fake employer. Luckily, there was a cop who was there, and I'll tell the story another time, but this guy, most everything he told me was a lie.
But she already called her insurance company. She said she was going to go to work, call her insurance company. So she called them. I just hung up with them not too long ago, and the claims adjuster is going to come out and check the car out and everything, and then I will tell them I'm taking it to Schaefer. And
did she say she worked for Schaefer Auto Body? Her job is to go out and hit people.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Hey, I think I just created a new position. You know, he just hires somebody. Don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
You just go out and bump them. Oh, boy, sorry. And then more work for them. No, they wouldn't do that. I'd do that, but they wouldn't do it.
Right.
Anything else? You're okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure you don't have a neck, sore neck? Are you sure?
Don't be too hasty.
He said he was a little shaky from it, though. That is a traumatic.
Well, that could result in some major
mental trauma,
anguish, unable to do your job effectively. Well, wait, you couldn't do that anyway.
I don't need to go on through any.
Hey, you know what you
checks.
Could tell her? You could say, hey, this resulted in some kind of brain damage because I went to work and I didn't make one mistake.
Yeah.
I did everything perfectly and I spelled everybody's name correctly, so you obviously screwed up my brain.
I did everything right. I was. Oh.
I didn't make a mistake. I didn't say anything stupid. Yeah.
It created mental anguish for the people I work with because they're used to me making mistakes.
Yeah. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
There goes that bit.
Ugh.
Yeah. We have a big lawsuit here.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
I have something real quick.
All right. For those who are new, this is our control board operator. You have to have one of those.
Yes.
His name is Eon the Peon, or just Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much. I found this out from Paul Harris. This is a little tip maybe I can share with other people.
You know what I like that he said?
Maybe. What?
Got dyke?
No.
I love it when he does.
That was
somebody,
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harris mentioned that he used this Google Drive, it's called. It's essentially a hard drive that's in the cloud.
Oh.
So you log into like your Google account, your Gmail account, you know, it's the same thing, and you get 5 gigabytes of space on the cloud. And so this is something good maybe for other people who could use this out here. You know, everybody uses those thumb drives. Well,
right.
Essentially, you don't need a thumb drive anymore. Because what I did with, I had to work on our best of, you know, put together our best of, and that takes some editing and things like that.
Oh, if people knew. You're trying to pull segments of our show that we consider best, there's so much good stuff.
Yeah, it's so easy.
What an undertaking.
Yeah. It's like finding a needle in a haystack.
And people listening, I'm sure, will go, that's your best?
Yeah. Sorry. That's as Jack Nicholson said, that's as good as it gets. All right.
What if this is as good as it gets?
Well,
but,
Jack,
so,
it is.
So Paul Harris, when he fills in sometimes on Fridays, he uses this Google Drive. He'll take some of the segments from the show that day, like his Knuckleheads in the News segment, his Harris Challenge segment, and he'll log into his Google Drive here, and then he can access it at home. So that's what I did the last couple days, editing this best of together. I put like 3 weeks of shows
in Google Drive.
On this Google Drive.
All right, and how do you get it in there? Do you pull up a website or something?
Yeah. You log into the Google Drive website.
So you set up an account.
Yes. Yeah. And
is that
anybody
free?
That has a Gmail account, it's the same account. Yeah.
So it's free.
Absolutely free. Yeah.
Okay.
So I logged into my Google Drive. I uploaded like 3 weeks of shows.
and then I could access it all at home and do some editing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you put anything 5 gigabytes? You can put pictures in
there? Oh, documents, pictures, MP3s, anything. Wow. And you can access it from any computer then. So it's amazing. So last couple nights.
You're a genius.
Yeah, last couple nights I was at home just doing some editing from the house. So
you have editing... You have software.
Yeah, editing software at home, and so. Wow.
Yeah, so for people who think this is easy, listen very closely to what Peon is saying. Slaving away at home,
taking my work home with me.
Yeah.
Yes,
you think
absolutely.
You folks
think
we just go home and watch TV or something? No,
it's like Channel 4. The work never stops.
Never stops. That's right.
So, wow. But yeah, Google Drive. So I suggest that for anybody who you can use it for just about anything. So it's great.
And
so
to get started, just Google Drive.
You need
Google
a Gmail
Drive.
Account. Yeah, a lot of people have Gmail, email accounts, and it's the same account. You just Google Drive and log in, and you can start uploading whatever, and it's there. It's on the cloud.
I have one email account. It's just I only use it.
You use Yahoo. See, I have another one
that I only use to get emails from porn stars. It's G-Spot Mail.
Oh. Different.
That's completely different.
Yeah. But yeah, Google Drive. So I suggest that for anybody.
Now, what if Google Drive? What if that does that? Can that crash or anything?
See, that's what I always wonder.
Google is Google.
It's kind of like saying
Google.
Apple's going to go away.
I mean,
not going to go away.
I've talked about this before, and everybody thinks I'm weird. I never delete emails. So
that's
like,
not why they think you're weird, by the way. Because
that's true. Like right, I have my email logged in right here. Right now, it says my inbox. I have 19,725 emails. But so I never delete an email. So I can go all the way back to the beginning of when I created this account. I think it was in 06. I have every email I've ever received for the last 6 years. And
wow.
It's I think I'm only using like half the space they give you.
So what do? You take your regular email and just dump it into this Google thing so that it's not trashed and deleted?
No, it's just a Gmail account. It's just there. Okay. Just every email is there, and Google has a great search bar, so like you can type in a keyword. Let's say if I had something that I knew I talked to somebody about 2 years ago, and I remember like a certain keyword I can.
Then
put
it was
in.
About leopards. You
yeah,
just type in
I
leopard.
Type in leopards, and it'll boom, it'll bring up that email. Yeah,
wow.
That's amazing. Google is just, I mean, there's a reason they're the best. So
yeah,
but that's it. That's all I had.
Anything else? That's it. All right, the Burke segment. It's officially closed. You folks heard it closed. You heard it slam closed tight. And I think this is a very good question that I'm about to pose here. And thanks to Peon for calling this to my attention, this article. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. There'll be a lot of pies made tomorrow, and we can get into what's your favorite pie. That's what, what lame radio shows do. What's your favorite, whatever.
Pie.
Yeah, I know, Lauren. I know you like pie. But here's the thing. Here's the question. Why is there not an orange pie? Now, before anybody says anything, look at all the other fruits that pies are. Apple pie, banana pie, blackberry pie, cherry pie, coconut pie, rhubarb pie, peach pie, blueberry pie, blackberry pie, lemon pie, lime, key lime pie.
I think I've even heard of grape pie.
There is grape pie. Why is there not an orange pie?
Everybody loves oranges. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it.
There's orange juice.
Dan, we know that.
Yes.
We're not talking about orange juice. We're saying, what is it about an orange that you can't make a pie out of oranges? An orange pie. Because it seems to me there are a few of these other things that would seem less likely that you'd make pies from them.
Even lime. I hate key lime pie. I love key lime.
Oh, man. Oh, strawberry pie. We didn't even mention that.
Mm-hmm.
All these other things, but no orange pie. Just something to think about.
Banana cream pie.
I mentioned banana.
Yeah.
Coconut cream. A pecan pie. It's not a fruit, though. Pecan.
It's essentially orange. It's the only fruit that
It's about the only one. There may be another one or two. But of the popular fruits, it's the only one nobody's ever made a
pie. Why don't you have your wife make one, since she bakes? Oh.
Well, first of all, why don't I have her make anything?
Yeah.
Because she can't. That's you know, there's a great couple. There are a couple of great jokes, and the punchline is because he can. It's like, why does a dog because he can. Why doesn't your wife make because she can't? That's why. So that's our question for you to ponder. I see the phones are already lighting up. I say today we take all the phone calls we can take. We don't care what you want to talk about. You want to talk about relatives coming over? You want to talk about your plans? You want to whatever. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. We could start with Jay. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Hey, Karen.
No.
Sorry about that. Oh, Tina?
No.
No. They both left about a week ago.
Oh, man, this is getting painful.
No, it's not painful at all.
I just wanted to say, I tried that G-Spot mail you were talking about.
No. Uh-huh.
I gave everybody in my account and everything, and they said they're emailing me, but I just can't seem to find it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's male humor.
Nice, Jay.
That's very good, Jay.
Hey, I was actually wondering, is the tech segment, is that on, like, Mondays?
It's every Monday, right. Every Monday, Mondays. About 4:15.
Well, I have to call you back on Monday, then, because I just got me a tablet. And I had borrowed my mom's Kindle to try it out, and then I ended up with a different one I liked, a Samsung. And I was wanting to see if I could get the books from hers that I bought onto mine. I didn't know how to do that, but I guess I'll just have to call back Monday then.
That's what I do. I call Monday.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Jay.
I appreciate it. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Jay. Thank you. All right, up next, either Dan's telling me to skip the next person or this person's name is Skip. I think his name is Skip. Hello, Skip.
Hi, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Skip. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, are you guys going to talk to John Landoff today?
We absolutely are. In fact, next hour, probably about 4:25.
Okay, you need to ask him if one of his hunting buddies up at his place met the Foley Finest, the Foley Police Department, on Sunday afternoon. I saw they had a very nice, big, brand-new black Suburban pulled over on the Highway 79.
That sounds like John's Suburban.
Well, and I was just wondering if maybe they met up and had a little chat with the man from Foley.
Well,
John, I know John. You sure it was a Suburban? Because he drives a Tahoe.
Well, this was a Suburban, and I know he's right up in that area, and I know it may not have been John, but it might have been one of them other guys, because I know he gives all his friends Suburbans.
No, he doesn't give anybody. Trust me, he doesn't give anybody any cars.
They may buy them.
He's not going to give them to him.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, lend them to him. You know, especially his good buddies on the radio.
Well, first of all, he may not know about it. If it's somebody else, I don't know that they pick up the phone immediately and call him and go, "Hey, I got stopped by the police."
Well, I was just wondering, because it only had one license plate on the back of it, and it sure seemed like a dealer's vehicle, and I thought it was either John or somebody in a big black Suburban.
Well, Skip, here, I got news for you, Skip. There are a lot of us who don't run a front plate. I haven't had a front plate on any car I've had for probably 15 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like front plates, especially on some cars. They screw up the look of them.
Well,
I know it's against the law. Call me a lawbreaker. Maybe we'll find out about that for you, Skip.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Would you? Thanks.
Okay. Thank. Right. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. John is next. Hello, John.
Yes.
Yes, sir. That's you.
Calling about the orange pie.
Okay.
I think that oranges probably don't make a good pie because they're filled with water.
As is a lemon,
a lime.
They're filled with water too. I mean, blackberries are filled with water. Peaches. What's got more water than a peach? I don't think that's it. If you look, took a cross section of an orange. How's that any different than a lemon?
I agree with you there. A peach, though, I think has more fiber in it than a lemon or an orange.
No, I don't think it's a water issue. I don't know what it is. We're trying to find out, but. Good guess.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you,
John.
Have
a good one.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. Look at these calls. Boy, it's going to be a great day today. It's always the best shows we have are when we talk the least.
Mm-hmm.
The less we say, the better the show. Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank and the gang.
Hey, Mike, everybody.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
You know what? You guys make my day every afternoon. Make the afternoon go by quickly. I just enjoy listening to you, enjoy supporting your sponsors. And you got me laughing here, so I'm heading home. I'm going to make a orange lime or an orange key orange pie tonight. And if it tastes good, I will bring you one on Monday.
All right.
Now, here's the problem with key orange. There's actually such a thing as key lime. There's a key lime that grows unlike a regular lime. There is no
right.
key orange.
Yeah,
so
just a smaller lime, though, from down in the Florida Keys.
Yeah,
so you get regular lime juice if you like for a key lime pie.
Oh, see, now I like what he did. He gets oranges from the Keys, then it's a key orange pie. And listen, John, if you make this orange pie and it turns out really, really good, would you make us one?
Yeah, I sure will. I'll bring it by Monday. Well, I was going to bring it by Friday, but I think you might be on assignment.
I am on assignment,
yes.
But we got you recorded as saying, we don't care if it's after the first of the year, we have you on record as saying you will make us an orange pie, but only if it's good.
Right. If it's good tonight, I will make one. I'll bring it by probably Monday.
All right, John.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Yes, goodbye.
You know what would probably be good in those is, have you ever seen them? I think they're called Lil Cuties or something. They're like tiny oranges.
Yeah, I love them.
Maybe those would be good. They're sweeter, maybe.
I love them. I eat those things all the time. That's why I'm so healthy.
Yeah.
Guy. Is this Guy Phillips?
No, this is Guy Robert.
Oh. Guy, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm AM to PM.
Well, of course you are.
I just Googled orange pie, mm-hmm. and there's recipes on Google for orange pie.
Get out of here.
Hmm.
No, I did. I looked it up.
Then why have we never seen one?
It's not very common. I guess people just don't think about making it.
Never heard of one. I've never seen one in a store. Never heard anybody say they made one. But we'll have to check this out. Maybe we need... Peon, you cook. Maybe you could make one.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
All right, Guy. Anything else?
No, that's it for today.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, now. Thanks a lot.
All right. People are really nice today because they're in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, but not everybody's in a good mood, though. A
couple days off. That's nice.
Well, not everybody gets a couple of days off.
That's true.
And, you know, this business about, well, I'll get into it later. I get very kind of sad when this time of year comes around. And I've told you why before, and I'll tell you why again, but we'll do that later. Right now, we're gonna save some people some money. In fact, people who took this advice months ago or years ago have saved enough, more than enough, to do all their holiday shopping. Because the average amount saved by people who pay off their credit cards with American Equity Mortgage, let them pay those cards off, the average money net in their pocket every month, average, is $640 a month. So let's say you've done that this entire past 10 months, okay? $640 a month, you would have, hang on, $640 a month over 10
40.
Months.
10 months.
10 months, you'd have $18,000.
$18,000.
Yeah. Wow. You could buy like a new car from Landoff.
Oh, absolutely, you could.
Yeah.
You could almost buy two of those little Sparks
yeah.
for that. and let me just say that before I get any emails, because it never fails. Somebody will email and say, oh, you guys, your calculation was wrong. 640 times 10 is not 18,000. Right. You're obviously new to the show. It's a bit. We've been doing it for about 50 years. So, yeah, we know. But the point is, that's the average savings. The smartest thing you can do is, one, don't go nuts this season with the credit cards and max them out to the point where the only way you can get them paid off is with minimum payments. I get that there's a lot of pressure on people to buy gifts, and I think that's a shame. And I think the people who judge you or base whether or not they have a good life on how many gifts they get are sick. Not everybody can afford to give people the things they'd certainly like to give them. So before you do that, and if you've already gotten yourself in that maxed out position with credit cards, there is somebody out there who can help you. They've done it for thousands and thousands of people. And that's the folks at American Equity Mortgage. And they do it at their offices all over the country. We were the first. The first American Equity Mortgage was opened almost 21 years ago right here in St. Louis. And they did what they did well enough that they were able to open them in cities all over the country. Bill consolidation is, let's put it this way, if you ever ask for anybody's advice and you say, tell me, I need your advice, you think it's a good idea to get all my credit cards paid off and to do that let American Equity Mortgage pay them, and then I pay them back at a much more reasonable rate, a ridiculously low rate, and it becomes part of my house payment, and then even that's probably tax deductible. Do you think that's a good idea? If somebody says, no, no, don't do that, make them, then absolutely cut off your relationship with that person and never talk to them again because they're stupid. Nobody's going to tell you that. It's a smart, smart thing to do. They've done it a long time. They can do it for you. And they work fast. And don't worry about your credit rating because, remember, most people do not have perfect credit. If you do, good for you. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
All right, traffic was already starting to get busy. And here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on where the problem spots are. Tim?
Yeah, it's a mess, Dan. We've got, they've cleared one accident, and that's northbound 55 after 141. The two left lanes were blocked, and traffic is kind of slow approaching 141 through that area. They just cleared it. We do have another accident, northbound 270 after Olive. It sounds like it's an overturned vehicle. Three right lanes are blocked, and you're backed up already now approaching Highway 64. Southbound 270, it's slow from Dorset Road down through Arpage, I should say, down through where this accident is. And then you're slow again south of Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. The other accident, two right lanes are blocked, northbound 55 at Park. You have traffic backed up onto Highway 44 and then eastbound 44. That's heavy mix between Grand and Jefferson. Stop and go traffic also westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet this holiday season. Chevy's giving more, so why don't you stop into your local Chevy dealer today and you can check out great deals during their calendar year events. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dixon bounces left block, Radler turns middle against Cooley, right elbow, Denman from 15, buries it, Missouri goes up by 17.
Tomorrow, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers travel to Nassau in the Bahamas to take on Stanford in the battle for Atlantis. Coverage begins at 11:30 and tip-off is at noon on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216 in O'Fallon, Missouri, 314-743-3939. We carry new and pre-owned brand names like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, Coachman, and Tiffin. We will take the time necessary to make sure you find the right motorhome to fit your needs at the right price. Financing available with the lowest rates in years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs, winterizing too. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We operate our business with integrity, honesty, and treat all of our customers with respect. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
If you're thinking about going to Hawaii, here's some great news. YMT Vacations is offering free airfare from St. Louis for the second person. Departing March 4th on their most popular Hawaiian vacation, YMT's two-week Four Island Kings Tour. Included are 14 nights in quality hotels, baggage handling, airport transfers, inter-island flights, escorted sightseeing on each and every island, plus a Polynesian tour director handling all the details and making sure you have fun. The total price for two people is only $5,086. That's an astonishing low price for a quality Hawaiian vacation, including airfare from St. Louis. For reservations and all the details, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Call today for this limited offer. 1-800-736-7300. Let YMT make your Hawaiian dreams come true. Call 1-800-736-7300.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-966-5583. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-966-5583. That's 1-800-966-5583. 1-800-966-5583.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the Wii thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling Wii or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Oh, I like this one. Good 60s song.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody, snap your fingers. Long Comes Mary. The Association, I believe.
I believe that's correct.
One of these days we have to do what we did. Was it Blind Bob or Sunset Hills Bob who knows all the 60s music?
Sunset Hills Bob.
Ah.
Boy, when have we heard from him last?
I don't know.
Yeah, Sunset Hills Bob, where are you, buddy?
I think he moved.
So he's no longer, he's like Florissant Bob? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. He moved...
Bridgeton Bob?
No, he moved to Illinois somewhere.
Illinois Bob?
Yeah.
We need to be a little more specific than that.
Yeah.
We had the town before.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. I see we have people patiently holding. Thank you for that. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. It's 888-550-KTRS. We welcome John. Hello, John.
Gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving.
You Thanks, too, John.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Right. Hallelujah. You know, this whole orange thing, orange pie, really got it. There's something that's always bothered me. Orange is really, I think, very much maligned. Why is it, and this is maybe for the problem solvers, I don't know, why is it that I can be red with anger, green with envy, I could turn black and blue, I can do all these different colors, but I can be peachy, but I can't be orange?
Wow, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Aren't you glad you asked that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I see what you did there.
No, he's right, though. He's right. We associate moods and conditions with other fruits and vegetables, but not with an orange. I don't know. Good one.
It's
I think we got it. Go ahead.
It perplexed me forever, and until recently, now you can be orange because of the fake tan, but that's not really, like you said, a mood.
Right, not a mood or condition. Well, it's a man-made, a self-inflicted condition. I don't know. We'll check into it.
Put the problem solvers on it. Have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
Oh, you too, John.
Bye.
Thank you. Smitty is on the air. Hello, Smitty.
Hiya, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
We appreciate that.
Frank, I was watching a movie Sunday night. It had star Jeff Bridges. John Goodman and Steve Buscemi. It was called The Big Lebowski.
Yes.
And at the end of the movie, one of the last things, Sam Elliott came on to wrap up the movie, and the last thing he said was, I hope you folks enjoyed yourself.
Mm-hmm, that's where we got that.
Later on down the trail. Okay, yeah. I asked Dan if you ever found out where it came from, and he said no.
No, no, we knew where all of them came from, but one.
Yes.
We got every one of them, but there's still one. Which is it, Peter?
We'll catch you next time.
We'll catch you next time. That's only one we can't figure out the origin of.
Frank, I'm telling you, it's from that movie, The Big Lebowski.
No,
it's not.
Two separate ones, separate clips.
No.
Oh, okay.
We'll catch you next time. There's like 15 different clips in that closing of our show. Now, that's one, the Sam Elliott, but this other one's a completely different clip from something else, and Peon even put it together, and he can't remember where he got it. So that one still stumps us.
Okay. Sorry I couldn't help. It's been my pleasure.
That's all right. You tried. Thank you, Smitty. Fred, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Let me check.
Fred.
How are we doing? Great.
Right.
Apparently we're great.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, two real quick points. Here in Springfield, where I live, Springfield, Illinois, there's a little white car that has one of your stickers on the back.
Right.
And the license plates actually say your call letter and your call name.
550 KTRA.
Way out.
What is the plate? What are the letters on the plate?
KTRS 550.
Wow.
Yeah,
so cool. In Illinois, they allow seven letters
yes,
and numbers, because in Missouri
that.
You can only have six.
Well, you probably had to pay extra for it, but it's
No, you can't. Even in Missouri, you can't, but you get six. But I didn't realize in Illinois, you get seven.
Yeah, there are some states where you get seven.
KTRS 550. I don't think that's anybody who works for us, is it? I mean,
I wouldn't think so, that lives in
just
Springfield,
a fanatic,
or
loyal
been,
listener. No, hey.
I wave at them all the time.
Good for you.
Real quick point, this is going to be our third Thanksgiving after we lost my father, but we're going to be very thankful for him. And he turned me on to you guys several years ago, listened to you every day that I can, but I've only got one problem.
All right, what is it?
I can't figure out why I like you guys. I just can't.
We can't figure out why. No, we can't figure out why anybody would like.
No,
it's beyond belief. But I'll still be listening. Hey, you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Keep up the great shows. Really, really enjoy it.
Thank you, Fred. We appreciate
it. Have a good day.
That doesn't bother me. I don't get it either. I wonder if I were out there, would I listen to this? The answer is no every time.
Yeah.
Aaron, how are you?
Hey, good, Frank. How about yourself?
I'm great.
First of all, I am AM in the PM.
We love to hear it.
Second of all, you were talking about an orange pie thing earlier, and I did a quick Google search and found a recipe for one called a frosted orange pie, which looks absolutely delicious.
We're going to have to try one.
Yeah,
I'll have to make one.
Peon is the only guy in the room that really cooks and has things turn out edible, so maybe he'll try the orange pie and we'll check it out.
Yeah, not to promote anything, but like I said, just a quick Google search, and the website that I was looking at was tasteofhome.com, and that's where the orange pie recipe is.
Oh, that sounds like a good website.
We'll check it out. Aaron, have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too, Frank. Thanks, guys.
All right, we can squeeze another one or two in here.
Yeah.
Joe would be next. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Frank. Hey, man, Pam.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, this orange pie thing brought up something that I've never been able to find the answer for in 49 years of living on this planet, and that is simply this.
You're talking to some pretty smart people here, so go ahead.
Okay, my friend, I'm ready for the answer.
All right.
What came first, the color or the fruit? An orange is an orange because it is orange. We don't call a banana a yellow. We don't call an apple a red.
Wow. That's
pretty
good.
Why is an orange called an orange?
I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I wonder which came first.
I'm going to guess the color came first.
Yeah.
Because
it seems like somebody got lazy on the name thing, and they're like, well, what the hell, it's orange.
Yeah, it probably had another name, some horrible name, and then colors got invented, and somebody said, hey, it's a colored orange. Let's just call it orange and get rid of that other name.
But you know, a tangerine's orange, they call it a tangerine.
You know what? You're giving me a headache.
Yeah.
I've had this headache for 49 years. I need the answer.
Now, this is too deep for us, Aaron.
It's heavy, man. It's very heavy. I'm looking forward to the answer. I'll keep listening.
All right,
have a good holiday, everybody.
You too.
When
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving is what I meant to say.
You too, Joe.
When
that
the heck
was Joe,
did they
right?
come up with colors? Yes. Yeah, that was Joe.
No, that's, you know what? That's another great question. Sometimes I sit around and I think of the dumbest things. Like, how about this one? some things we eat and drink and some things we don't. Now, way, way back in the Stone Age or whatever, somebody had to decide, and I guess a lot of people died learning what things were poison or what you couldn't eat.
Yeah.
But somebody saw a cow and thought, I'm going to get under there and suck on those things and get see if I like what comes out. Well, you know that in the process of experimenting, they sucked on some other things they weren't supposed to be sucking on.
Oh, sure.
And they got kicked in the head by a horse or something.
Well, that's
and I think about things like, you know, there are... Look,
why do we only drink cow milk?
And, yeah, you're a caveman. You maybe a loincloth, maybe not. You've got hair all over your body, and you're walking through the jungle and going, man, I'm hungry. I think I'll try that. And it's some poisonous thing, and you die. And then the other cavemen go, man, I saw what he ate. Don't eat that. And
right.
Then through history, we make a list and note, you know, what things are poison and what things are good.
Yeah, because the big sows that feed the baby piglets, they give milk. Why don't we drink pig milk?
How did the original Neanderthal people see something like a walnut? You know, they probably picked it up and bit it and went, oh, man, that's hard. I can't. But then somebody else said, well, crack it open.
Well,
and maybe eat the inside of it.
Well, then an egg. They see something comes out of a chicken's butt.
It looks like really pretty poop.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you crack it open, and it's just all goo, but then they go, well, let's try heating it up and then eating it.
Now, you know that some Neanderthal tried to eat poop because they saw a guy eat an egg. My neighbor ate an egg. Here's something else coming out of something's butt. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
What comes out of my butt?
You know what? I'm glad other people did all that before we came along.
No kidding.
We don't have to go through all that
stuff. I've been able to find so far, it looks like the fruit came first, and then the word orange came afterwards, because the Spanish word for it is naranja. And,
you butchered that.
Naranja.
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 There you go.
Naranja. And the fruit became orange because, let me see, there's Arabs, old Persians, it was called narang. And so it, apparently the fruit came first, and then they decided
what to call
the color.
I like Dan's question, though. We'll never know the answer to who named the colors their names.
No.
Blue. All right. Somebody had to go, man, that sky is a neat color. What color would we call it? Let's call it blue.
It says here, also in the same article, it says most of the hundreds of words we use for colors came from things such as fruit, flowers, precious stones, and other objects like turquoise, indigo, violet, amber. It all comes from an object that looks, you know, that is that color.
Yeah, this show is starting to just get a little bit too heavy.
Smart,
a little too educational for us and our regular listeners. So what we're going to do now is talk to you about where you bank and why you bank there. Now, Saturday morning is the yard sale, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Paul Warner is the host. Paul Warner has been a member of First Community Credit Union for about 24 years, 25 years, something like that. Longtime member. We are all members, meaning we bank there at First Community Credit Union. They have 28 branches. They have a bunch of really nice people, and they have, and everybody says that. Every place that you want to bank, they all say that. If you want business banking, if you want just personal banking, I don't care how small your account is or how big it is. You're a mega millionaire, or you just have a couple hundred bucks in the bank, I think you're going to really like banking at First Community Credit Union. Look, any place that has a popcorn machine in every lobby with really good popcorn can't be all bad. But what you really want is rates. You want to know that no matter what the rates are on the money you're saving or the money you're borrowing, that you're not going to go shopping around and find somebody else with a much better rate. This is not going to happen. Don't worry about that. They do that. They know what the rates are. They keep up with that stuff, so you don't have to worry. All you have to do is get on the phone, get on the computer, or go in person, do your banking, and we hope you'll at least consider it. And again, unless you have some allegiance to your bank, and I don't know why you would, join us. Bank at First Community Credit Union. Be sure, please, to tell them your AM and the PM. You can find out more about them at their website, firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Thanks. Hey, hi, Dan. It looks like they're still working with this accident northbound 255 at Park, and they've got two right lanes blocked. Backed up to 44, and then eastbound 44 is heavy from Grand, so it's stop and go there. Also, on northbound 270 after Olive, you've got an overturned vehicle. Three right lanes are blocked here. Slow now midway between the Clayton Road overpass and Highway 64 up through this accident. Southbound 270, that's slow as you approach from Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Folks slowing down to take a look at this other accident. Westbound 270, westbound 70, that's heavy 272, the Blanchett Bridge. Eastbound 270, slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And it looks like we're slow on westbound 64 from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help clean and protect critical engine parts so you can go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
While your bird is cooking, we stuffed our KTRS oven with a big holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Starting with the ABC News Consumer Report gift guide at 5 a.m. Then it's the best of McGraw from 6 till 9, followed by the ABCs of Shopping for Kids. Beginning at 10, it's Thanksgiving with Martin Kilcoyne live from his house.
Cranberry sauce, stuffing, potatoes.
Yummy, yummy.
At 11:30, it's Mizzou basketball as the Tigers take on Stanford, followed by the best of Frank O'Pinion at 3.
Baby, it's Thanksgiving.
It's the holiday where everyone eats turkey.
Then it's the ABC News Holiday Movie Guide hosted by David Blaustein, followed by the best of the Big Sports Show. Then the best of the Carney Show at 9 p.m.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's a Thanksgiving feast to remember on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're not interested in impressing others, just yourself. You don't take shortcuts. Satisfying the status quo doesn't satisfy you. And, quite frankly, good enough is never enough. Now there's a work boot that shares your values. Irish Setter work boots. They're as hardworking and determined as you. Exactly what you'd expect from a revered brand with enduring heritage and pride in craftsmanship. New Irish Setter work boots by Red Wing Shoes. Field experienced. Job ready.
Buy one, get one is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes and get another pair half off, just in time for holiday shopping. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours.
Mizzou in the SEC.
The inaugural season continues. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.